All right, joining us right now, part of our Friday group, is Matt Light. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. How
What's up, Matt?
Everything good?
Yeah, real good. Everything's great.
Good. That's terrific. Got a football game coming up on Sunday. We were talking about this, and I'm not trying to push ahead to next Thursday, but the fact that you've got two quick games here with only a few days in between, and it, better that you're doing it against a division foe where you really know these guys?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you were going to pick it, you'd probably want to have it against people that you're familiar with. And, you know, I think that, you know, even though it's going to be a quick turnaround, you know, it is what it is. And at least we do have that going for us. At least we do have some familiarity with these guys.
It is what it is. Is that a new saying down there?
Haven't heard that before.
I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, no, well, trust me, it's in our world, you did that, that's the only recourse you have, you know. And, well, we're going to go out there and we're gonna hit every day in practice, and we're going to prepare, and we're going to keep working hard, and that's just the way it is. It is what it is.
That's right.
It seems like, you know, we ask you this on a weekly basis, obviously, the progression of Matt Cassel, but it seems like you guys, as far as him having pocket presence, that was probably the best one out of the shoots. You guys up front, you know, five up front, Matt Cassel combined effort that we've seen in these games.
You know, I'm just glad whenever I stepped in as the rookie that you guys didn't do this to me.
No, we did.
I mean, and I'm not saying that you guys are overly critical, because I think that, you know, whenever you have a guy stepping in for your starting quarterback, you know, he's going to be scrutinized quite a bit. But, you know, from our standpoint, as an entire team, and especially as an offense, we feel as though we're taking steps each week to get a little bit better and to work on the things that we haven't done so well and to try to just, you know, improve. And I think it's the biggest thing you can do at this point in the season, because, you know, I watched a little bit of that game last night, and it just seems like so many teams are having to deal with so many things, especially when it comes to injuries. And I think that, you know, we're not unlike any of those other teams out there where, you know, we're having to fill some guys into some roles where maybe they don't have, you know, as much experience, or we're asking guys to step up and, you know, really contribute. And I think that, you know, he's a part of that, and he's a part of, and I'm talking about Matt, I think that, you know, he's a part of that. But, you know, as a team, you know, we've had a lot of that this season.
Matt, with Aaron Schobel out, did you even bother to practice this week? I mean, this guy's a terror, and now he's injured again this week.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's right.
It is what it is, you know. And I tell you what, it'd be a little different, because, you know, obviously Aaron and I both came in the same time, and yep. And you know, we've faced each other, and we've had some great battles, you know, at his place and here. And I tell you, he's just one of those high energy guys that is continually making plays and has stayed healthy for a long, long time. And this is like, this is the first, you know, this is the first to be, you know, gearing up for Buffalo and not really, you know, preparing for him like I have.
All right. How much film do you watch this week on Copeland, Brian, and Chris Ellis?
Well, I mean, we watch, you know, as much as we can, you know, as
but,
far as film.
When you got, a different guy in there, and obviously we all know it, how good Schobel is. But when you've got a different guy, do you have to spend a little bit more time in it? What's this guy's technique? What does he do best? Well, how can I make sure that I'm protecting what I've got to do here?
Sure, yeah. I mean, everybody does. And I think that it's even more so, like you're alluding to, that if you don't have that familiarity, then you got to learn, you know, who they are and what they do really quick. And I think that, you know, film study is the only way to effectively do that. You have to go back and you have to see how they play against guys, you know, play against guys that play like you do, play against guys, you know, when they're on the road. You have to look at all those things and look for tendencies. And then obviously you have to get to know their entire defense and how they play the game. And for them, it's, you know, it's up the field. It's a lot of speed, a lot of movement. They throw a lot of things at you. And I think that, they're going to present a lot of problems for us, you know, especially with the way they play the game. So, you know, it's not too much unlike last week in Indy when they were, you know, again, and up the field, you know, very fast defense that, you know, stunts a lot. And they do a lot of things, too, to try to confuse you. So this will be a big test for us.
Matt, when you watch film, you basically watch, what, the last four games. And this is a team that got out of the blocks quick. You know, they played out in front of people. The last couple of weeks, kind of downhill for them. What have been some of the problems? Were they turning the football over? Are they just blowing assignments?
I'm not really sure. I didn't really look at it from that perspective. You know, I mean, a lot of what I do is, you know, break it down. I do watch entire games, obviously, but a lot of what I do, a lot of my study is, you know, third down, and then they're, you know, their first down plays. This could be a whole lot of things. But I think that when you think about Buffalo, you think about, you know, like we've already said, a defense that's very fast and, you know, that they can make a lot of plays, an offense that has a lot of weapons, and, you know, especially with guys like Lynch and the rest of their crew. And I think that, and anyway, a very big physical offensive line. I think that the other big characteristic of Buffalo is the fact that they have a very, 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 very disciplined special teams. Those guys make a lot of plays, you know, and I think we've shown that when you have good special teams, it goes a long way in helping you win games. And our special teams have been playing great. You know, they've really helped us out with the field position. They put the other team on a long field. And you know, special teams are a big part of these games.
You know, Matt, we've been talking this week that how important this game is, mostly because the AFC East has become incredibly tight in the last 3 weeks or so. Do you guys talk about that at all, or is that a factor in your thinking as it goes along?
Yeah, I think every time you play a division game, you know, that it's definitely part of your mindset. You know, this is a chance to, you know, get one more game up. You know, you never know how it's going to shake out. You never know what exactly is going to be the determining factor. It's just that if you can win your divisional games, it goes a long way in setting you up for your ultimate goal, and that is, you know, to win this division and get into the playoffs.
Okay, you want to say something?
No, just scheduling-wise, you know, with the short week coming up and with Thanksgiving, is Coach kind of, you know, look forward, or are you still just trying to get past Buffalo? Do you really know how you're going to approach everything with the Jets, with Miami having that nice layoff before that game?
No, I'm not really sure how that's going to pan out yet. I mean, you know, we're so programmable. I mean, you know how it goes.
Robots.
In that locker room, and, you know, I'm not sure I don't know how it's going to work out next week. You know, Monday could be a Tuesday. It could be a Wednesday. It could be a Thursday. You never know.
Right.
You know how we label these things. But however it pans out, you know, it will be a short week. That's the obvious point. And it's just going to come down to how well we can prepare on a short week and then get ready to play, you know, them and be at home. That's another good thing.
Hey, Matt, how frustrating was last week's game and that you had a terrific game plan? I thought you guys played very well in all facets of the game, and yet a couple of plays here or there made the difference in a win or a loss.
Yeah, it always seems to be the case, and I think even more so when you're on the road. You know, and we say this even when we win, there's a handful of plays we'd love to have back, some that, you know, for whatever reason just didn't go our way. And I think that, you know, that game even though we didn't leave Indy with a win, we did show some things that we were able to do, you know, like give Matt some time in the pocket against a very, very good defensive front. You know, I think we also moved the ball pretty well. We stuck with our game plan, and we were able to execute for the most part on a lot of those drives. Obviously, we weren't able to finish it off in the red zone when we needed to. And that's a, you know, obviously a bit of a concern, but it's not that we're not working on those things, and it's not that, you know, we don't feel we're capable of doing those things. We're definitely there. It's just, we just got to make a few more of these plays, when we need to, especially on the road. I mean, you got to take everything you can get when you're playing on the road, especially against a team like that.
Matt, to a lot of fans and people that enjoy the team, they've seen that Matt Cassel just looks that much more confident in the pocket. Has that translated in practice or during the week or in the huddle?
Yeah, you know, I felt like he's had a great attitude and brought a lot to, you know, each practice and really prepared hard, you know, this entire time. So, you know, I think for him it's just, you know, at least for us, it's just going out there and giving him the confidence that he can stand back there and do what he needs to do. I mean, look, you know, when there were times in the past where, you know, we let the people get back to Tommy or whoever it was, a quarterback. I can think all the way back to Drew. You know, when that happens, your quarterback's not gonna have the game that you expect him to have. So, you know, it always starts up front. Give him some time, let him do his thing. And I felt like as long as we can continue to do that and continue to get better, his confidence is gonna get, you know, more and more, and he's gonna feel better back there, and we're gonna make more plays.
Hey, what was the last time you were at Purdue when, after a five-game losing skid, you guys look forward to playing Michigan to snap that?
I mean, you know, my wife, my wife went to that game, and then she came down for the Indy game, but it was it's kind of tough to be a Boilermaker fan right now.
It's not
good. Not gonna lie to you, but that Michigan game did help soothe a little bit of the pain. You know, it was one of those games where you look at it and you're like, we got them at home. I mean, I know that Michigan's not having the year that they'd want to have right now either, but it was nice to finally win one, right?
So if Brady was around this week, you would have given him crap for it.
I think he feels about as strongly as I do about the old team. You know, it's tough times in the Big Ten, my friend. Tough times.
All right, Matt, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck on Sunday.
All right, guys, I appreciate it.
See you, Matt. Matt Light of the New England Patriots, by the way. It is.